Paterson was inspired by Polish folk music when he wrote this terrific and witty piece in 1984. He later amended it for a violin competition and obviously decided that any violinist who was going to play this needed to be put through their paces. I wanted to include it on my recording because I love the way that he uses all the pyrotechnics on the violin to show any listener and music lover the amazing variety of sounds that a single violin can produce. If anyone listening to this knows the orchestral piece Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra by Benjamin Britten, you'll easily be able to see the similarity of idea in the introduction of each new trick in every section. It's also a very clever piece in the way that he develops the theme. It's a theme and variations, and if you'll permit me, I'm going to give you a little spoken introduction with the violin, as this is something I love to do in concert. Here we go. The theme is centred around the two notes of A and D. So the first part of the theme goes something like this. Which is something of a question. There then follows a response. After this declaration of the theme, there follows a very lively section called Allegro Brillante. And then Paul chooses to invert the theme that we've heard at the beginning, so that instead of, we hear, so now the theme is changed into, and, and it's those rising three notes that really form the basis of the rest of the variations. After the Allegro Brillante, there's a rather quirky little section which involves left-hand pizzicato, which is when I'm plucking the string with my left hand instead of what normally happens, which is when you pizzicato with the right hand. Paul also uses the little trick of saltando, which is when I throw the bow on the string and play lots and lots of notes. After this section, there follows a very dark section called Andante Dramatico. Then Paul puts the theme on the top and gives it a rather sweet accompaniment underneath. The continuation of the andante is a recitative, where first of all the theme is heard in a very held way above another lyrical accompaniment. And then Paul reverses the accompaniment and the theme's on the bottom with the accompaniment on the top. Then there's a very funny section called Humoresque, Allegro e Rubato. Rubato is a phrase that lots of violinists really enjoy because it basically means we can play it the way we want to. Rubato meaning stealing time. After the Humoresque, there's a tempo rubato with more furious pizzicato. The final variation is a very furioso presto.
And then the theme becomes entirely vulgar. And then it goes just completely bananas. After that section, there's a reprise of the Allegro Brilliante, and the piece ends with a great flourish.
Actually, that little demonstration probably took longer than the piece does itself, and you may like to know that for this work, I'm playing the Stradivarius.